The facility on the UW-Madison campus will focus on the fields of biotechnology, health sciences, and stem cell research. Governor Jim Doyle says it will help make Wisconsin a leader in those areas.
Medical research, particularly stem cell research and regenerative medicine technologies, are estimated to become a $500 billion industry. And we here in Wisconsin are on the ground floor.
Doyle wants to capture 10% of those markets by the year 2015. The $150 million facility is being partially funded by a $50 million gift from UW alumni John and Tasha Morgridge.
This particular project, I think, is a great demonstration of how the state, the community of the state, as represented not only by the government but by the community at large, has come together with private money to create a great research institution.
The Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation and the state are covering the remaining costs of the facility. The institute is expected to be completed by 2010. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.